If you have your Bible, please turn with me to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Okay, I'll be reading from the New King James Version. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. With permission of the Holy Spirit and the church and the body of Christ, I want to impose upon you a question. Are you still riding the midnight train to Georgia? Do we have a selection or go? Oh, I'll keep going. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the privilege of being in your presence one more time. Thank you for your blessing, big and small. Give everyone in this sanctuary and whoever listening to this message whatever that we need so that we can experience more of your love, power, and grace. In the name of Jesus, the risen Christ. Amen. Are you still riding the midnight train to Georgia? In 1973, a famous group, Gladys Knight and the Pips, released one of their biggest hits entitled Midnight to Georgia. Young folks, ask your grandparents or your great-grandparents about it. It's a song about a man with broken dreams heading back to Georgia from Los Angeles. He simply gave up. While this song may be about a fictional character, I'm willing to bet that many of us have at least a couple of times in our lives felt like giving up and going somewhere because we just cannot deal with our failures and disappointments. So, with this in mind, I ask you, are you still riding the midnight train to Georgia? For this reason, I'd like to start with Hebrews 12, verse 2. I'll read it again. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. There are only two routes, or some people pronounce it routes. There are only two routes in this thing we call life. The first route or route is the ego trip, E-G-O, the ego trip. The other route is the provision of grace. So we have ego trip, and the other is provision of grace. Each of us are born with the tendency to follow our own ego and pride. As a result, we get lost in the darkness. When I speak of darkness, I refer to the ignorance of eternal provision of God, who is able to supply all our needs according to his riches and glory. So, once again, the definition of darkness is the ignorance of eternal provision of God, who is able to supply all our needs according to his riches and glory. So, in this darkness, we rely on ourselves and our opinion and alternative personal pronoun of our ever-changing society. It is no wonder why it is easy to remain confused and give up and board the midnight train to Georgia, spiritually speaking. So, beloved, I am grateful for the other route, namely the provision of God's grace manifested in Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. The world, W-O-R-L-D, changes every day. But the word, W-O-R-D, the word of God, stays the same. So if you are tired and want the peace that surpasses all understanding, then I suggest you better get off the train at the next stop and head over to the station on the Damascus Road. It's the same road, according to the book of Acts, where Saul became Apostle Paul because he found the Lord and the meaning of life. So, when you get to the fork of the road, be sure to avoid the one with the thorn in the thickets, because it is tricky over there. That's where folks lost their faith. So read up on that in Matthew chapter 13. Anyway, choose the one with a narrow path so that you won't get too distracted. The Bible speaks of the narrow path. Now, you stay on the narrow path. Over there is the station you will need to enter. As instructed in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, look for Jesus. He will take care of everything. You can trust him. As a matter of fact, when he died, he was still walking. He's reliable like that. Yes, he got an office at the right hand of the Father. But he has no problem meeting you at whatever point you are in your life. So, you see, this is why some of us believers have no problem standing in agreement with the verse we have just read, especially the part that says Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. Simply put, Jesus completes us as we walk by faith in his grace, power, and name. I tell you, there's no better station manager and ticket agent than Jesus the Christ. According to the same verse in Hebrews, he endured the cross. So he is more than able to help you with your journey of faith from start to finish. Wherever your problem is, whatever your situation is, you can take it to him in prayer. Jesus healed all and made sure you'll never walk alone. If you need some reviews or feedback on the Almighty Station Manager, I would like to refer you to some guy named David from way back when he became king. Well, this guy been telling folks that the Lord is his shepherd, and you shall not lack anything you need. I do believe he done made many, many such reviews in some book we call the Book of Psalms. Okay, you're in a station. Don't fret. if you don't immediately see Jesus. He may not come when you want him. But trust me, he's always on time. He's seen you and your trouble. Yes. Lord knows he's seen my stuff too. Yes. You ain't always going to see Jesus around the campus of the station. You see, he operates in the spirit. Yes. One thing he requires of you is you ask for the ticket exchange. He requires all of your luggage and baggage. Don't you see in the fine print on the station wall where it said to cast your burden on the Lord and he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. If in doubt, check out Psalm 55, verse 22. Yeah. Yeah. You might see this one where it says, come to me and I will give you rest. Yeah. That one came from Matthew 11, verse 28. Yeah. You might want to meditate on that one too. Keep in mind, he may not give the luggage back to you. If he does it, that's his business. That's his business. You just need to trust him and trust the process if you want the best from him. I understand your ego and pride might not allow it, but it's up to you. Are you still riding the midnight train to Georgia? After you have taken care of your luggage, at the feet of Jesus, yes, in the spirit, you head on to the right side of the station. That's the waiting room. Oh boy, what adventure it is here. We call this room Life, L-I-F-E, or Another Chance. Life or Another Chance. Are you still riding the midnight train to Georgia? There's no doubt that life can be frustrating. Our ego get bruised and pride get so strong it gets difficult to admit we need help from God. We often seek a breakthrough or a quick fix, but not wisdom. Let me read Proverbs 4, verse 7. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And in all your getting, get understanding. It mentioned both wisdom and understanding. Instead of relying too much on the vending machine, you know, the way you have snacks in the airport, in the train station, okay, with the stale potato chip and nasty peanuts, okay, all right. Don't go there. That's just a quick fix. I suggest you try out the cafe. That serves wisdom and understanding. So, since you are in the waiting room of life, just head on over to the cafe. The cafe is called Prayer, or the Prayer Closet. You choose the location. The menu is always wisdom and understanding. What exactly wisdom and understanding? I shall try to explain it in biblical terms. Wisdom is the knowledge of how to operate in such a way you benefit in the long run. It teaches you to look at the big picture. Let me use myself as an example. I chose to work for two master degrees, business administration and divinity, which is Christian ministry. I graduated in 2007 with both master's degrees. While I won't always get a high-profile job, I can be assured to get a stable job while at the same time have some kind of career in helping others experience hope and joy in Jesus, the risen Christ. It is always, in spite of my hearing loss and speech impairment, a dream to pastor a small church. Wisdom has led me to work as a pastoral ministry intern, working as assistant pastor to Pastor Goble and assistant pastor Cardinal at Joel Baptist Church for 7 years in Shelby, North Carolina. As of this past February, I've been preaching, serving as evangelist funeral wedding. I've been doing all of that for 25 years. Well, actually 28, but I won't count the 3 years because I was grieving very much over my father's passing. But God was not done with me. So that's a testimony for another time. What are your dreams of life? What are your goals? What do you think you want to do? Seek wisdom from Christ on a daily basis. This way, you are enabled to navigate safely through life without losing your mind. Yes. Understanding is the knowledge of how God operates. Yes. A good example of understanding is me realizing that God is not always going to give me what I want when I want it, because he knows me better than I know myself. The beautiful thing is, I still have more than what I need. My cup runneth over. So, beloved, get you some wisdom and get you some understanding so that you can endure the wait. Remember, wisdom is about you, while understanding is about God. Without these two, you will run the risk of struggling under the bondage of sin, confusion, and under the pressure of life. In the waiting room, the same room in which you and I are currently standing in right now, there are bound to be numerous ideas, philosophies, and feel-good social media quotes about how to survive life. Well, regarding to godly wisdom and understanding, allow me to just give you 11 basic truths you will need to know for the sake of peace for your journey. If you'd like to take notes, just replay this message on the available social media when you get home. I'm just going to run through them real quick because at this point, I'm sure my daddy is in heaven saying, "Son, wrap this up. The kid got things to do today." Number one, don't take the Greyhound bus unless you really, 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 really need to. Amen. Okay. Number two, you do not need to explain yourself to everybody. Most of the time, people already made up their mind about who or what to believe. So don't waste your peace. Number three, worship God for who he is more than what he do. Sometimes the answer or the solution is in simply who he is rather than in his action. Because, see, no matter what, you have to be disciplined enough to know. No matter what happened, he is still the King of Kings. Oh, yeah. Number four, if you are going to complain, pray as much as you complain. Number five, never allow your emotion to become bigger than your faith. Number six, Never compare yourself to other people. You do not know what goes on behind their closed doors. Most of your friends or people you know are living nice because of them credit cards. You didn't hear that one from me. Number 7, remain humble. You are not always right. Number 8, do not beg. If you are meant to have it, you shall have it. Number 9, be glad God is not fair. God did not have to bring you this far, nor do he owe you anything. But yet, you came this far. In spite of what you did, he allowed you to make it this far by his grace and mercy. Number 10. I told you I would be fast. Number 10. Los Angeles may be fun, and Georgia may be your home, but there's no sweeter place than in the everlasting arms of God, whose grace is everlasting to everlasting. Number 11 is the most important lesson of all. Never forget that with Jesus as the head of your life, you are never alone. You shall never walk alone. I repeat, with Jesus as the head of your life, you are never alone. The man in the song, he wasn't alone. The love of his life stood by him, love aboard. Same way regarding you. In the journey of life, you may be tossed and turned, but by and by, God is with you. The name is Jesus, the name above all names. Unlike the many gods we hear of today, which, by the way, are simply dead spirits of fallen angels. But Jesus is the fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecies, namely the Messiah, promised for the believers of the God of Abraham. He came, died, and rose on the third day, conquering life and death, so that you and I can ride on the provision of his grace and mercy. He rose on the third day with all power. That same power that helped me to press on in spite of my hearing loss and speech impairment. The same power that kept you from giving up. The same power that reminded you that your help shall come from on high. That same power that gives you the courage to do what's right. The same power that gives you strength in a time of weakness. The same power that grants you peace in the valley. The same power that keeps you safe on the rough side of the mountain. The same power that kept you joyful in the storm and in the rain. The same power that wraps you in the anointing of his mercy. The same power that refills your cup and it shall run over. The same power that supplies all your needs according to his riches and glory. The same power that covers you from head to toe with his grace. The same power that will guide you with wisdom so that you can live your full of potential. The same power that will give you understanding so that you can see the wonderful counselor working in your life. The same power that gives you a reason to get up and live each day fearlessly. The same power that can split the sea and lead you through. The same power that says you are somebody worth love and respect. The same power that reminds you that even the dogs under the table can get a blessing and the birds lost in the air can get a nest. So, don't give up or lose your mind or feel like life is hopeless. Give your ticket to Jesus. Believe in Christ, and he will supply you with wisdom and understanding so you can survive. He'll send a train. When your time is up on the green earth, he'll send a train by your room, and a conductor will step out and say, "Love aboard, O faithful servant." The King of Kings wants to see you. He fought a good fight. Don't give up. The King of Kings is ready to see you. Come on aboard. So, beloved, I ask you one last time. Are you still riding the midnight train to Georgia?
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's Word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay Varina, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.